magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. Wow, Rob, you're all excited.
He is.
I think it's because I said the word he yes. likes to hear
yeah,
me
I really
say.
Feel, I really am exalting.
Yeah.
And I feel exalted by
exalted
your presentation.
Exalted and exalting. And
I like it anyway you say it, Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I listened to the re-airing of yesterday's program in the evening. I happened to be in a situation where I'm driving along, and I'm like, wow, for the big announcement part two, I sounded worn out.
And
not as enthusiastic as I usually am. I mean, I think I ended pretty enthusiastically, but okay, so that was the hallelujah chorus.
Aww.
That's always like an exciting song.
I didn't think you sounded that
way. I felt like it was like a matter of fact, but I think it's because after these many, many months of so many efforts and hours working behind the scenes to pull things together, that when it actually came, I mean, I actually knew it came to pass last week, but to actually share it over the air and to think through what we want to disclose and what we can now say just about everything and how it's all worked and the process that we've been going through for many months. But when I heard it, I was like, wow, that was...
Well,
I don't know. So anyways.
You've had some long meetings.
yeah. With Phil here spending many hours with him so many emails and
he's
the follow-up.
Some terrific guidance from his long experiences.
And just to introduce the other voice, that's Rob Seidenberg.
Yeah, that's right.
So I wondered who that was.
We're getting that up quick here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, Mark, real quick before we get started.
Oh, do you know I thought we were started.
Do you know what is small and round and sweet and purple?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's see. The purple thing.
Grape News Radio.
Oh, jeez.
That is very
he might have to. Mark might have to edit that
listener,
out.
Okay. I'm really sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what did we have a couple of the puns beforehand, because we recently were at the dentist, me yesterday and you either the day before.
Yeah, 2 days ago. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, anyway, so, yeah, we won't trouble our listeners with some of those. Yeah.
Well, we have Rob here to read his article.
Oh, because it's Wednesday.
It is.
Prime Life Times in Review.
But I'd like to say some things first about yesterday's program. I was so touched. I was so touched with what Phil said, with what John said. It was inspiring listening to them. They're very godly people, and they took things so seriously. It was inspirational.
Yeah, they both, when I was listening to re-airing, what I was struck by, and I loved and appreciated, they focused on Jesus and this good news message and, you know, why God sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and kind of walked us both in different ways through that. Uh-huh. That's what we get to proclaim. That's the power of Christian radio.
All about.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I loved how they both shared. And there's so many more stories I was telling you about when I went to Springfield this past Saturday and got the keys to the building and was learning some of that. But on the way to Springfield, we stopped in Decatur to get the Rural King to carry our Prime Life Times paper and actually met up with a content contributor, Lyle Clary, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think 80 years young, superstar.
Just a kid.
And he wrote one of the articles in this February edition. I think it's on the eighth page or something, because I was showing the store manager, here's one of your shoppers, he lives here in Decatur, and do you think you could maybe allow our stand to be here? And he said, yeah, this looks like a great paper, and he took us up front instead of putting us in the... I don't know what's the area called between the indoors and the indoors.
Yeah, not the vestibule.
Not the vestibule.
We talked about that.
It's like a wind thing. What is it? A walkway?
Windbreak.
There you go.
Go between where they usually keep the carts and the other things.
Yeah, that story is of maple trees and elderberry bushes, and it's on A7.
That's Lyle's article.
That's Lyle's article.
It's very good.
There's, you know, the car magazine, the realtor magazine. They're all out in this area. And so as he's walking forward, he says, oh, we'll put you inside so everyone sees you as they leave. So it's like the prominent exit door where everyone walks by that enters the store. And so, he was great. In fact, I hope to record a little radio announcement. I sent him a script the other day.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, what matters to me is I am so glad that all the readers get to read all these really super interesting articles and facts and everything, but every single month there's a wonderful devotional in this paper, really holding up our Lord and really just calling people in very subtly but real. Very factual, very good. Joey Kroll's article, Wayside Chapel.
Yeah, this isn't Scripture Memory Day, but there's a scripture that comes to mind. You were emphasizing lifting up the Lord Jesus, and I think of the scripture, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
Yeah, Jesus' words.
And, of course, then later we read, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so was the Son of Man lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should lift him up.
Absolutely.
He should be on the throne, and I should be on the cross. I shouldn't keep him on the cross and me on my heart throne.
Oh, that's
but
so well
I
said.
But I do need to lift him up. Yeah. I do need to do that.
Marianne and I have talked about that. That's one of the reminders that I love about this WLUJ merger with Great News Radio is LUJ, WLUJ. You know, you have WGNN, WGNJ. You know, all the radio stations have their generally four call letters. You know, if you're on that side of the Mississippi, it begins with K.
Yeah.
This side of the Mississippi, it's W. With a few exceptions, like WGN only has three, but they've grandfathered
early
broadcasters. So WLUJ, their trademark, their statement these many years is lifting up Jesus.
Yeah.
L-U-J, lifting up Jesus.
That's so great.
I told Marianne, it's such a great reminder for me. That's what we're about. That's what we need to talk about. That's what our focus needs to be. And like John the Baptist, I was thinking when you were sharing some Bible verses where John the Baptist says, he must become greater, I must become less.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to be on my lips more often. Then the radio projects, the things I'm excited about, how often are we lifting up Jesus, talking about Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a visual and a verbal reminder to me every day. That's what we're about.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
And so those of you that were tuned in yesterday, you heard the big announcement, part two. Hopefully, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. But a quick summary, and now we'll be able to tell many more of the stories these many months on how God's been working on this and how it's all coming together. But these 15 frequencies that have been overseen for a number of years that are throughout Springfield and Bloomington and Beardstown and Whitehall and Macomb and Lincoln and Carlinville, all throughout the central part of Illinois.
All the way to Macomb and the west and so on.
To the Mississippi, all the way over. And so we've been working behind the scenes to keep them broadcasting the good news message of Jesus and having oversight that they needed and some enthusiasm poured into them. And just excited how we're bringing the family back together. And
that's
we were kind of the sister station, but now we'll have 19 frequencies under the Great News Radio family of stations, and many more people hear the good news message of Jesus, and we're working on some upgrades. And Phil Shepherd, who's our network director, he was in yesterday sharing about some of his vision, and he recently retired from Moody, and so we're excited that he's going to come on board, and he's going to apply some of the technology that we need to be able to get Great News Radio's programming that way, and some of the different changes that'll take place. But a lot of people are going.
Mark, just a quick trivia question. What county is Macomb in?
I feel like I should say something since we're on the radio.
I don't know. Macomb County?
McDonough County. McDonough County. And it has the distinction of being the only perfectly square county in the state of Illinois. I thought you'd want to know that.
Oh, yeah.
And what university is there
in that county?
We have dead airspace.
Wait.
Western Illinois University, one of my alma maters. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there you have it.
Is that why it's square?
There you go.
Be there, be square.
Be there, get talked about.
Rob is gearing up for his trivia for the April edition.
We did pick up another county with the Rural King Decatur.
Yeah.
What county is that?
Macon.
Macon County.
And then Sangamon in Springfield.
Yes, Springfield we picked up because we have the Prime Lifetimes papers at the LUJ studio building.
Yeah.
And I'm working today. I'm going there today to
visit.
Set up a bank account, and there's a lot of things that have to take place in the next few weeks. But there's a restaurant, Mario's, that a lot of the staff love to dine at, and I've been there probably four different times. They have this pizza buffet that's all it's to kill for.
Is it run by the Mario Brothers or not?
No.
I love it how you're really – you're doing this so well, Mark, in so many levels, and I know we don't have time to tell all the stories because we are going to read this article,
yes,
you're doing it so well, and I love that way you're just kind of joining in with them up there. You just, let's go to Mario's, everybody.
Yeah, I want to meet with the owner. When I was there on Saturday, it wasn't in, so I want to meet with the owner, and I have a place where our stand can go right near their door, right
all
near this ATM machine. And,
we're on track.
Yeah, I'm going to work. Anyway, so, yeah, we'll have a new location in Springfield, and we'll see how God continues to expand the vision of Great News Radio through this paper, which is such a unique way, through great content, through your efforts, Marianne, and Rob, you and the team putting this together. It's really a God-honoring, glorifying newspaper. It's not what we would say is a Christian paper, but
I wouldn't say it's not a Christian paper.
Yeah, it's a God-honoring paper.
It's not anti-Christian.
No,
I think certainly not that.
I think we need to change our language on that. I mean, this is uplifting God.
Yeah.
We've got God's message in this paper.
Yeah. What I mean by not
it's
a Christian
not
paper.
Overtly,
it's not like the Christian Business Director.
Sure.
Where
no, it's not.
We have God-honoring content.
It's wholesome.
Many
positive.
Christians write the stories and the articles.
Most.
But we think it's kind of a very unique way or a subtle way to be in a lot of places sharing the good news message of Jesus without overtly proclaiming this as a Christian magazine.
Right.
Yeah, I think of the Communist Party papers Pravda and Izvestia, and the old joke was, you know, Pravda means truth and Izvestia means news in Russian, and the old joke was, there's no news in the truth and no truth in the news. So we want to have
news. So fake
news
was going on well before this last year.
So this is an official publication of Great News Radio Media, but it is not a propaganda organ. It is a good little paper.
Yeah, and it is proclaiming the good news message
absolutely.
Of Jesus. Like you mentioned, Joey Kroll, back to Joey Kroll, who writes an article here, but he's also working for the WLUJ family of stations, and he's been working for us these past seven or eight years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat how we'll be teaming up in greater ways expanded roles for some of their staff there. And I have the privilege of working on job descriptions and assignments. And I think I'm up to 37 now, Marianne, on these tasks and projects that need to be looked at. And I think that's been an eye-opener for some of their staff to be like, who is this guy? Does he ever sleep? Because I've been put in some hours to try to put all this together.
So. If we tack up your list on the wall, it's going to take up the whole wall.
Yeah, it's pretty imposing.
While we're on that topic, could you get a job description for me? Because no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No more.
Okay.
What are we reading today?
I wanted Rob to read Rural Memories because it's a column a lot of people like. It brings back a lot of memories. This one's really special, though. This is just really precious, and I think people will gain from it, and I'll say something else afterwards, but go ahead and read your article.
Okay,
Rob.
My friend Steve. I recently heard from Anne that her husband Steve had passed away. Steve joined our small town school in Miss Stober's third grade class several weeks after the fall term began. He had a shock of seemingly untamable red hair, and he seemed a bit on the rebellious side. On his first day, he ran out the back door of our classroom. Miss Stober just reached out the front door, which was closer to her desk, caught Steve by his hair, and dragged him unceremoniously back into the classroom. She displaced another student.
Wait, I guess, how do you unceremoniously, if you have the guy by the hair, bring him back?
It is unceremonious.
Just like this. She just reached out, grabbed him, and pulled him. I was just astounded at her quick reflexes. She displaced another student and installed Steve in the front of the classroom where he stayed for the remainder of that school year. Steve rode our bus and lived just down the road on a nearby farm, about twice as big as ours. We were soon best friends, and I began to learn a bit about his shocking life history. Orphaned at an early age, Steve went to live at the Soldiers and Sailors Orphans Home and School in Normal, Illinois. And yes, that was run by the state of Illinois. Years later, when I lived a few blocks from there, I would ride my bicycle through the grounds, still largely deserted. The resident matrons had imposed a brutal rule that would make our disciplinarian third grade teacher seem an angel by comparison. These matrons kept straw brooms and 5-gallon buckets of water in the dormitory stairwells. Apparently, beating a child with a wet broom left no telltale bruises, but the punishment hurt like the very dickens. No wonder the orphanage closed rather abruptly in 1953 under mysterious circumstances. Only years later would Steve divulge the reign of terror he had suffered there. As I biked around the grounds, I could see the school classroom still fully equipped chalkboard behind the teacher's desk, student desks arranged in neat rows. I have not visited there recently, but I suspect much is still the same at that monument to childhood suffering and torment.
God help us.
When I visited Steve at his rural Ontario, Canada home, I mentioned that I had often bicycled through the grounds of his early home. He turned pale and asked me not to mention the place again. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we were both in our 70s then.
Yeah.
He was already in his 70s, but that orphanage had left its cruel scars. Mm. With another neighbor boy, and sometimes my little brother, Steve and I shared many farm boy experiences. As we grew older, we helped out on each other's farms, went swimming in murky farm ponds, dog paddling, fished or hunted, built or mended fence, made hay, conducted boyhood scientific experiments, creating all manner of explosives.
Hey, this dog paddling, why did you emphasize that? Is it, it was so murky that you didn't dare swim otherwise?
No, we didn't know how to swim. We just kind of learned to stay up, keep our heads up, and move our head. I did learn to swim later, but we just knew how to dog paddle. Our boyish adventures were not without danger. We nearly deafened ourselves setting off a railway signal torpedo with an 8-pound sledge. Now, I don't know if you know what that is, but it has some little things that clip around the rail. And when a 100,000-pound railway locomotive comes roaring down the track, you set three of those at intervals to notify them that they're supposed to stop. And they have to hear it over the noise of that locomotive.
Oh, my.
And, you know, common sense should have told us we'd be deaf if we set it off a few feet away from ourselves.
With a sledgehammer.
Well, I didn't mention Dad always had short-handled sledgehammers. So,
did you ever put a penny on a train track and see?
Yeah, we used to do that, but you know that's a federal offense now. So, I wouldn't do it anymore.
Catching up with
course.
The times. Okay.
So children don't disregard
that. Yeah, kids don't do that, please.
Esther's always fascinated. Tell me about the story where you used to put pennies on the railroad track.
Oh, great.
She always thinks that was so.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't testify against you. Okay.
I haven't done it recently.
Yeah, good. We wore no hearing protection. The ringing in our ears, lips moved, but an eerie silence prevailed, reminded us for days of our unauthorized and hazardous shenanigans. Steve could noodle for catfish. You guys know what that is?
Mm-hmm. Is that where you reach down into the sides of the
bank?
Well,
they hide back there facing out
and
dart out and get little fish, right? And so they back in to a hole kind of up under the mud bank.
Yeah.
And you just reach in there and you got to stick a thumb in their mouth and a finger in the gill. But be careful because they have those little spears and they can spear you. So you have to be really careful. But
note to everyone.
Yeah, so don't try this at home, okay?
So don't do anything like anything.
Keep your hand out of the aquarium.
Yeah, you should actually.
Do you have catfish in the aquarium?
No. You should have parental assistance for this.
I think so.
So Steve could noodle for catfish, build small rockets that really worked, raise prize-winning vegetables, and keep earthworms alive indefinitely. Man, I loved watching his little worm farms. We attended school and graduated from high school together in 1963. We shared a 4-H club, attended vacation Bible school, and camped in our woods cooking supper and breakfast over a campfire, making it back home in time to help with the morning milking. Steve graduated from college in Canada, married a Canadian school teacher, and eventually retired from teaching. Meanwhile, he bred daylilies, which he often called ditch lilies, coming up with so many astonishing new varieties that he was awarded the Lilian Award, L-I-L-I-A-N, Canada's highest honor for lily breeders. When I visited him a few years ago, he was working with well over 3,000 cultivars. After retirement, Steve returned to volunteer at the school where he had taught, operating the greenhouse and providing valuable training for special needs kids. A couple of years ago, he had a stroke while shoveling snow. Sadly, he never recovered the eyesight he lost in one eye. Mm. I miss you, Steve. And Ann just sent me an email. Just days ago, I had sent her the story, and she said, you know, I knew there was something like a dark, deep secret about Steve's childhood, but he never, ever mentioned that time at the orphanage.
He didn't want to talk to anybody.
No, he did not want to talk about it. It was a horrible thing.
This is so. Wow. This article was so important to me because I have such, I don't even know what to say. Mental health issues really matter, and people treating children like this mm-hmm. abuse, this is just unbelievable. And this dear man that was your friend came through all that
horrendous. And said, Rob, it's just a marvelous thing and an amazing thing that he turned out such a to be such a sweet, caring person.
Yeah.
She said, all the time we've known each other, all our married life, he has been, he has cared so much about people.
Clearly
he's been
was.
So empathetic. And, and so she just thought that was quite a contrast to what he had gone through, you know?
Yeah. Oh, just no child should ever be treated that way. No,
hey, Marianne, I know in terms of the varied listeners that are tuned in, somebody might be touched. Maybe it's a memory that's surfacing or an abuse that they've had to suffer through, or they've kept secret or don't even know how to communicate, or a husband that doesn't understand his wife because something gets triggered.
Yeah.
Could you maybe close out our program with a prayer for those that are maybe struggling or... those that, you know, are awakened to some issues from their childhood that they maybe have never shared.
That's good.
And I think today might be a day of healing or addressing it or sharing with a friend or a trusted confidant or just seeking God's healing or the removal of some pain that maybe they've never processed.
I'd be glad to. Thank you. Oh, God in heaven, our Father and our Creator, we know you are sad when you hear and when you see what humans have done to one another. Lord, I pray that your healing balm, the balm of Gilead, would pour out upon these dear people who have memories of hurt, memories of abuse, but even memories of abusive neglect, just pain in their childhoods and as they grow up and as they've grown up. Lord, I pray that you would empower your people to combat all such things, and you would empower your people to reach out to everyone who has suffered, and you would pour out your spirit of grace upon this whole situation, and you would bring about change. Lord, the Bible sometimes says, and God remembered his people. I pray that that is exactly what would happen right here, today, this week, this month. You would remember everyone who has been in pain from these situations. God, we pray that your merciful grace would just flow down. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, maybe if there's a stirring in your heart or there's some uncertainty or unfinished business maybe that you have to share with God or with a friend, if you'd like to talk to a counselor, that it's a free call. They're great people, and maybe they can help you process some of these emotions that you're feeling now. Feel free to call 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM, and these trained counselors would be happy to answer any questions you have about your faith, about abuse, about background issues, about understanding the Bible, any questions you have about the Christian faith. These are great people. You can call 1-888-NEED-HIM.
And know that you matter and you're loved.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you. Have a great day and night.